Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. Parler, the alternative social network popular with far-right conservatives and extremists, has returned to the Internet. NPR's Shannon Bond reports the site was forced offline in January after the Capitol insurrection.
Parler says its relaunch site is built on, quote, sustainable independent technology, and that it's not reliant on big tech. Parler advertises itself as a free speech network with few rules. It's attracted supporters of former President Donald Trump. But after the Capitol attack, Amazon Web Services stopped hosting Parler, and Apple and Google booted it from their app stores. The tech companies, which are NPR financial supporters, said Parler failed to remove posts encouraging violence. For now, Parler says only current users can use its platform. New members can join next week. It's also looking for a new chief executive. Its last CEO was fired after clashing with conservative donor Rebecca Mercer over how the site should be run. Shannon Bond, NPR News.
Former President Trump could still face legal repercussions for his role in the deadly insurrection at the Capitol building. NPR's Windsor Johnson reports even though the Senate has voted to acquit Trump, he could be tried for civil or criminal charges related to the January 6th riot in the nation's capital.
Prosecutors in Washington, D.C. would still face the challenge of proving that Trump intentionally incited the attack. But Michael McConnell, director of the National Constitutional Law Center at Stanford, says that could be easier this time around.
What's going to be different is the DA is going to be able to subpoena witnesses, do a much more careful and extensive job of finding out all the evidence.
House impeachment managers made an 11th-hour decision not to call witnesses during the Senate trial. Prosecutors in Washington, D.C. have charged more than 200 people in the Capitol riot, including some conspiracy cases against individuals who claim they acted at Trump's direction. Windsor Johnston, NPR News, Washington.
A frigid blast of winter weather is hitting the country from Texas through parts of the South today. In Texas, winter weather halted delivery of COVID-19 vaccine in some spots, and others, providers were scrambling to find people to take doses set to expire. The storm also knocked out power to nearly 4 million people, placing parts of Houston and other areas in the deep freeze. Bob Orvik is lead forecaster with the National Weather Service and says for now the cold weather's here to stay.
It's been a very cold air mass, and there's been numerous record low temperatures and record low high temperatures recently. And this cold air has been pretty stubborn to move and doesn't look like it's going to be moving for several more days.
In Kansas, wind chills dipped as low as minus 30 degrees. The Pacific Northwest has seen heavy snow, while Tennessee and other parts of the South have seen cold temperatures and icy roadways. U.S. financial markets are closed for President's Day holiday. Markets closed higher in Europe to start the week. You're listening to NPR. The North Carolina Republican Party is scheduled to meet this evening to decide whether to censure Senator Richard Burr over his vote to convict former President Donald Trump during a second impeachment trial. Burr, one of just seven GOP lawmakers who crossed party lines voting to convict Trump on the single count of incitement of insurrection for his role in the January 6th attack on the Capitol. Trump was acquitted because the vote fell short of the two-thirds majority needed. Burr, in a statement after the trial, said Trump, quote, bears responsibility for the riot at the Capitol. The World Health Organization has listed two versions of the AstraZeneca Oxford University COVID vaccine for emergency use. As NPR's Frank Langford explains from London, the move will allow vaccines roll out worldwide.
The WHO said the decision will allow countries without access to vaccines to begin vaccinating health workers and people at risk. The Oxford vaccine is cheaper, easy to store, and can be produced at high volume. So it's seen as an important element in vaccinating people in low- and middle-income countries where cost and lack of infrastructure can present challenges. The WHO is authorizing AstraZeneca vaccines made by the Serum Institute of India and South Korea's AstraZeneca SK Bio. However, there are concerns. Earlier this week, South Africa decided to delay a campaign using the AstraZeneca vaccine because a small study suggested it was less effective against a variant there. Frank Langford, NPR News, London.
President Biden spent his first weekend as president at Camp David. The historic retreat for U.S. leaders has been used by every president since Franklin Delano Roosevelt. It's also been the site of major diplomatic negotiations. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.